إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. أيها المسلمون، إن أعظم سورة في كلام الله تبارك وتعالى في سور القرآن سورة الفاتحة، فهي أعظم سورة في كلام الله عز وجل. ليست أطول سورة في القرآن، بل هي من قصار السور، ولكن مع ذلك فهي أعظم سورة في القرآن الكريم. ولأهميتها أوجب الله تبارك وتعالى على كل عبد من عباده أن يقرأها في صلاته في اليوم على الأقل 17 مرة. ولأهميتها لا تقبل صلاة إلا بها، فهي أعظم سورة في القرآن، القرآن العظيم، لما اشتملت من معاني القرآن كله. فمن فقه الفاتحة وعقلها عن الله عز وجل فقه دين الله تبارك وتعالى كله. أخرج الإمام الترمذي بسند صحيح أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لأبي هريرة رضي الله عنه: أتحب أن أعلمك سورة لم ينزل في التوراة ولا في الإنجيل ولا في الزبور ولا في الفرقان مثلها؟ قال: نعم يا رسول الله. قال: والذي نفسي بيده لم ينزل في التوراة ولا في الإنجيل ولا في الزبور ولا في الفرقان مثلها، هي الفاتحة، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. فهي أعظم سورة أنزلها الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتبه المنزلة على أنبيائه ورسله. وأخرج الإمام البخاري من حديث أبي سعيد المعلى رضي الله عنه قال: قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أعلمك أعظم سورة في القرآن قبل أن تخرج من المسجد، قبل أن أخرج من المسجد. قال: فأخذ بيدي، فلما أراد أن يخرج قلت له: يا رسول الله، إنك قلت تعلمني أعظم سورة في القرآن. فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: هي الفاتحة، السبع المثاني، والقرآن العظيم الذي أوتيته، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. فهذا يدل على أهمية هذه السورة. وفي الصحيحين أيضا أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لا صلاة لمن لم يقرأ بفاتحة الكتاب. وقد قرأ أحد الصحابة أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه على مريض، قرأ هذه السورة، سورة الفاتحة، على ذلك المريض اللذيذ، فشفاه الله سبحانه وتعالى، وقام الرجل كأنه لم يكن به بأس. فهي الشفاء. فينبغي للمسلم أن يتعلم سورة الفاتحة، أن يتعلم ألفاظها ومعانيها ويتدبر فيها ويعمل بها، ليسعد بها في الدارين. Brothers in Islam, the greatest chapter in the Quran is Surah Al-Fatiha. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam taught two of his companions, Abu Huraira and Abu Sa'id al-Mu'alli, Mu'alla radiallahu anhuma, told them, asked them if they want to be taught, to teach them the greatest chapter in the Quran. Each of them said yes in separate time. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned it is the Surah Al-Fatiha. It was not revealed in the book of Torah, and in the book of Al-Injil, and in the book of Zabur, and in the Quran itself, any chapter, any surah like Fatiha. Allahu Akbar. Surah Al-Fatiha is not the longest surah. It's from the short surahs. But yet the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who knows the Quran the best, who understands the Quran the most, who the Quran was revealed unto him, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Surah Al-Fatiha is the greatest chapter in Quran. Therefore, the salah is not accepted without Fatiha. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا صلاة لمن لم يقرأ بفاتحة الكتاب. There is no prayer for the one who doesn't recite the Fatiha to the kitab, the opening of the kitab. Why this surah is so great? The people of knowledge mention, it is because all the meaning of the Quran was summarized and mentioned in Surah Al-Fatiha. All the meaning of the Quran. One of the companions, he recited the Surah Al-Fatiha to someone who was sick. The man stood right away. It's like he never had any illness. It's a cure, it is a healing, it is a shifa. Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah, he mentioned, it happened many times he had illness. The doctors lose hope to cure it. He recited Fatiha with the water of Zamzam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him shifa. This surah, it is that importance. Our salah is not accepted without reciting it. It is the greatest surah in the Quran. Therefore, it is upon each one of us to study the surah and me in how to recite it properly. Many Muslims, their recitation of Fatiha is wrong. Such a way, it invalidates the prayer. For instance, some of them, they recite, instead of reciting Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim, they recite Sirat al-Ladina an'amtu alayhim. They change the pronoun, and it changes the meaning, and it makes the salah invalid. Therefore, a Muslim should know how to recite Fatiha based on his capability and memorize it. So you recite it in your salah. After knowing how to recite correctly, then to understand the meaning, at least the basic meaning of the surah. If you say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, what do you mean? You have to understand in your mother language what it means. It's very important. After understanding the meaning, the basic meaning, to ponder on it and to follow and to apply and to act according to the Fatiha based on your knowledge. It is very important. The people of knowledge, they mention why Fatiha is the great chapter in Quran. They say the foundations of the religion, the principles of the religion, in all aspects is mentioned in Surah Al-Fatiha. For instance, they mention the six pillars of faith, which when its faith is not accepted without believing it firmly, is mentioned in Surah Al-Fatiha. The six pillars of Al-Islam, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believe in the angels, believe in the books, believe in the prophets, the messengers, believe in the day of recompense, the day of judgment, believe in the qadr, the predestination, preordainment. All that is mentioned in Surah Al-Fatiha. Especially believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was mentioned in detail. All three aspects of the haq of Allah, of the right of Allah, of the tawheed of Allah, tawheed al-rububiyyah, the oneness of Allah in lordship, and that Allah is the creator of everyone and everything, and he's the owner, and he's the sustainer, the manager, the control of all affairs. This is tawheed al-rububiyyah. The oneness of Allah in lordship is mentioned in Surah Al-Fatiha. Also, in Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah mentioned Tawheed al-Ibadah, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in divinity and godness and worship, and that only Allah deserves to be worshipped. Then anyone who worships other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disobey what's mentioned in Surah Al-Fatiha. Also, in the surah, Allah mentioned Tawheed al-Asma wa sifat, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has beautiful names and attributes that it should be believed. Tawheedullah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also in the surah is mentioned the prophets. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, Allah guide us to the straight path. Sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim, the path of those you bestowed your mercy, your bounties, your favors upon them. In Surah An-Nisa, the first of those whom Allah had favored upon them, which a believer ask in your salah, you ask Allah to guide you to their way, is the prophets. Ulaika alladhina an'ama Allahu alayhim min an-nabiyyin. So in the surah I mentioned prophets, and the greatest prophet, who all the prophets believe in him, and all the believers should believe in him, is Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Also in the surah is mentioned the day of judgment, the day of recompense, Malik Yawmiddin. The surah also is mentioned the angels, because it is the angels who carry the message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the prophets. The books, Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, guide us to the straight path. وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهُ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ is mentioned that the Qadr اهْدِنَا وَاللَّهَ guide us صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ the path of those who have favor upon them is the Qadr. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who controls the matters, including the guidance. So, to have this meaning in mind, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praises and thanks be to Allah, the Lord of the creation. All praises and thanks be to Allah, the Lord of the creation. Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. Also Allah is Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. Ar-Rahman al-Rahim, Allah the most gracious, the most merciful. So Allah has the ism of Ar-Rahman and has the name of Ar-Rahim and has the description of mercy. Allah mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful, Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahim who mercy others. Yarhamu ibadahu subhanahu wa ta'ala bi rahmati. Maliki yawmiddin, Allah the king of the day, the owner of the day of recompense. The day of recompense, the day of judgment, the day of resurrection. He is the owner subhanahu wa ta'ala. No angel or a prophet or a saint has nothing in the day of judgment. The command is for Allah alone. يَوْمَ لَا تَمْلِكُ نَفْسٌ لِنَفْسٍ شَيْئًا وَالْأَمْرُ يَوْمَيْذٍ لِلَّهِ. The command that day is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَالِكُ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. And when you recite this ayah, مَالِكُ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ, Allah is the owner of the day of recompense. And you remember that you will be rewarded according to your statement, your actions, your intentions. That increased the believer's fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that reminds you and remind a benefit the believer that one day you will come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will hold into account to what you did. And you will be rewarded according to your action, your statements, your intentions and decisions. So when you recite Malik Yawmiddin, that reminds you the day of judgment. And that renew your iman. As when you recite Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Allah the most gracious, the most merciful. And you remember the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, including the one upon you, it should increase your hope in Allah's mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you never despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His forgiving subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His Jannah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the most merciful subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who mercies. Yes, and when you recite Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, all praise and thanks be to Allah, the Lord of the creation, and you remember the favors of Allah upon you, your health, your wealth, your safety, your guidance, your family, your existence, and so much blessings you cannot count, and your freedom, that should lead a believer to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. It's a natural, somebody does favor for you, you will like him. How about if you remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gave you everything you have? وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatsoever of favors upon you is from Allah. It's not just a habit. And no hardship, no illness, no poverty, no fear, no problem is removed from you, but it is Allah who removed it. It's not just a habit. وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُ. Nothing happened but by the command of Allah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. The Lord of the creation means the controller, the owner. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sustainer. Tabaraka wa ta'ala, the creator. So in your Fatiha, if you are with the Fatiha, you increase love of Allah. You increase hope in Allah's mercy. You increase fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of the creation, that He is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the most gracious, the most merciful, that He is Malik Yawmiddin, the owner of the day of recompense. And if Allah is the owner of the day of recompense, He is the owner of the day of this worldly life. إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا لَلْهُدَى وَإِنَّ لَنَا لَلْآخِرَةَ وَالْأُولَى. If you remember, if you mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you praise Him, what happened? Allah remembers you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions you. فَذْكُرُونِ أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Allah said, remember me to remember you. So by remembering Allah, of saying Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawmiddin, you get close to Allah. You get nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because you praise Allah, because you remember Allah, because you said the truth. Then there, you have a covenant with Allah. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ. Oh Allah, you alone we worship. All act of worship, oh Allah, I'm doing for you. My prayer, my fasting, my charity, my recitation, my speech, my action, all act of worship, it should be solely for you, Allah. Not for human beings, not showing off, not to get money, not to get names, not for saints or angels or prophets or any other creation. Act of worship, Allah, is for you alone. A covenant. Especially, وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. Allah, you alone, we ask help. Especially the dua. Oh Allah, I ask help only you. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِينَ. The best thing you ask Allah is to ask Him to guide you to the straight path. No supplication, no prayer, no invocation is more important than asking Allah to guide you to the straight path. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. And it is from Allah's mercy. From Allah's mercy that He subhanahu wa ta'ala made that dua in Fatiha. فَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ وَالْمِنَّ. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. Allah guide us to the straight path. Imagine Allah accept your dua. And Allah guides you to the straight path. In this worldly life upon guidance. And in the hereafter on the sirat, on the straight path, you pass safely in Jahannam. And you move to Jannah, where you will have all kinds of joy forever. So you're asking Allah to guide you to the straight path. Which is the straight path? صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. The path of those who had favor upon them. Prophets, صديقين, شهداء, righteous ones. Not the disbelievers. Not the path of innovators. Not the path of wicked people. The path of righteous ones. Prophets, صديقين, شهداء, صالحين. Oh Allah, guide us to that straight path. Not the path of al-maghdubi alayhim, the Jewish, and the like who know the truth, but they leave it. They know the haqq, but they ignore it, they neglect it. Wala al-dhalin, not the path of the Christians, and the like of them who worship Allah upon ignorance, upon blindly following, upon jahl. So you're asking Allah to teach you, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to help you apply that knowledge. What dua is greater than this? That Allah teaches you, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the haqq, and to help you to adhere to it. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر لي ولكم فاستغفروا إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. So brothers and sisters in Islam, Surah Al-Fatiha is a great surah. The people of knowledge mentioned in this surah, there is refutation to all the deviators, whether they are disbelievers or others. When you say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, all praises and thanks be to Allah, the Lord of the creation, you free yourself from atheists. From atheists, those who deny Allah's existence, those who say there is no God, it's just a happen, it's Mother Nature, it's a Big Bang. You are disapproving their belief, you free yourself from it, you disbelieve in it, you reject it. And instead you believe in the Tawheed of Allah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. When you say Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Allah the most gracious, the most merciful, Malik Yawmiddin, the owner of the day of recompense, you free yourself from Jahmiyyah, wal Asha'ira, wal Mu'tazila, wal Maturidiyya, and those who follow them, those who deny the names and the description of Allah. Allah has the name Ar-Rahman, Allah has the name Ar-Rahim, Allah has the name Allah, Allah has the name Ar-Rab. You have to accept the names of Allah mentioned in Quran and Sunnah. And you have to accept that every name has a description. Allah means the one who deserves to be worshipped with truth. Ar-Rahman means Allah who has mercy, who is merciful, who mercies others. So Allah has that description, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you believe all the names and attributes mentioned in Quran and Sunnah. Out there you have people who say, no, you cannot say Allah has this description. You cannot say Allah has knowledge. Why not? Allah says Al-Alim, the all-knowing. They say you cannot say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has face. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hands. They say you cannot say. Why? Allah said that in His Quran. وَتَبَارَكَ اسْمُ رَبِّكَ ذِي الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَتَانِ يُنْفِقُ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. Many ayat Allah mentioned, He has these descriptions, believe it, in a way that fits Allah's greatness. No one is similar to Allah. No one is equal to Allah. No one resembles Allah. Allah is wahid, is one. Allah is ahad, is unique. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, wal wahid wal qahhar. Believe Allah's names and descriptions without resembling Allah to His creation. When you say, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in, Allah, you alone we worship, and you alone we ask help, you free yourself from all those who worship other than Allah. Anyone who worship other than Allah, those who call Jesus, those who call and ask help, Ali and Hussein and Fatima, Ahlul Bayt, those who call the mashayikh, like Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jailani or Ahmed Tijani and the like, anyone who worship other than Allah, those who worship the cow, those who worship the statue and images and pictures, those who worship the trees, those who worship the animal, the birds, you free all of them from yourself. You say, Iyaka na'bud, oh Allah, you alone we worship. You alone we worship, and you alone we ask help. So worship is for Allah alone. When you say Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, Allah guide us to a straight path, you are free yourself from innovations and the people of innovation, because there is a straight path which is already set it. You just follow it. Ittabi'u wa la tabtadi'u, one of the Sahaba used to say, follow and don't innovate. No good innovation in Islam. No addition to Islam. There is no bid'atun hasana. Don't accept somebody to lie to you. There is no good innovation in Islam. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Allah guides to the straight path. There is already path there. And it is straight. It's not wicked. Just to follow it. The path of who? من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. Path of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam and those who follow them. So there is no good innovation in Islam. In Fatiha, you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach you and to help you apply the knowledge. So in this, you acknowledge the importance of knowledge. Therefore, you seek knowledge. By reciting Fatiha, it should lead us to learn the deen. Why? Because we're asking Allah to guide us, to show us the haqq, and to help us to apply. If we ask Allah that we are truthful, why we don't seek knowledge? Why we don't learn the deen? أسأل الله الكريم بأسماء الحسنى وصفات العلى أن يغفر لنا ويرحمنا اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم انصر المستضعفين من المؤمنين في كل مكان اللهم ارفع الأذى والوباء والمصائب والمحن من أهل من المسلمين من أهل فلسطين ومن غزة يا أرحم الراحمين ومن بلاد من المسلمين حيث كانوا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم ألف بين قلوب المؤمنين وأصلح ذات بينهم ووحي صفوفهم على الحق يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم بأسمائك الحسنى وصفاتك العلى نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار وصلي اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه.